This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to meet with Democratic lawmakers from Texas today. On the agenda, the governor's retaliatory redistricting plan aimed at leveling the playing field if Texas Republicans move forward with their plans to redraw the electoral map. Now, to talk about this, we're joined live in the studio by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. So scratch the surface here for us, guys. What does this meeting really mean?
Well, this is all, you know, just part of the game plan that goes on when it comes to the redistricting process. They're trying desperately to make sure that they keep the Congress divided the way it would be divided without any reapportionment. And that's what this deal is.
But you're not supposed to do it midway through, you know, after the census. You're supposed to wait for the next census.
Well, nobody does this ordinarily. It's never been done before, to my knowledge. And the only time that there has been a redistricting of this nature is when the courts are given an order because there's not one man, one voting in anybody's reapportionment plan.
It's unprecedented. What we basically have is Texas lawmakers meeting in Sacramento. We're going to have Democratic congressional people up there as well. And yesterday, the California Federation of Labor, which represents many of the unions in the state of California, got behind the plan of redistricting California in order to equal out the redistricting going on in Texas. This is unprecedented. I think basically this is the campaign kickoff. This is sending a message to Democratic lawmakers up who are on vacation right now that you better go along with whatever plan they propose, probably sight unseen.
Well, voters are going to have to be asked to approve what Governor Newsom is attempting to do. He is going to have to go literally on the trip to get people
he's
to come
have to
out
go on
the
ballot.
Vote. And let me assure you, Kamala Harris would tell him that's not an easy thing to do.
No, and it's especially not easy because California voters said no to this type of gerrymandering back in 2010 when then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and a couple of other people put on the ballot over the objections of both the Democrats and the Republicans a non-political redistricting committee that was supposed to draw fair lines. And I'm going to tell you, if this gets on the ballot, don't be surprised if Arnold Schwarzenegger and Charles Munger, who backed the multimillionaire who backed the first initiative, jump in and say no to this. So they could have a fight on their hands.
Munger has already said he will spend whatever it takes to make sure that the what turned out to be a good program and a good plan, and that's the one independent redistricting.
Wait a minute. Is W.L. Brown advocating for independent and non-political redistricting?
I'm just telling the world that when that matter was put before the voters approved it with enthusiasm, and it ended up being positive for Democrats because they ended up with super majorities in each house. They ended up with the Congress of the number of Democrats in the state. Now they're greater number than was previously.
So then why mess with it?
Well, but they're trying to, Newsom is leading the fight to try as best he can to keep national Democrats in the Congress in the numbers that they think they would have naturally in an off-year election.
How much is that going to cost?
Which part?
Yeah, the election. If you
well,
get
let
that.
Me see. The last one we had was $200 million. That was for the Newsom recall. He says it can be done for less, but we're talking some real money here.
And believe me, with the alleged potential deficit, he's going to have a hard time trying to get people to vote in what is clearly a partisan special effort.
But it's one that they're hoping will put him in the national spotlight big time as the great defender of Democrats.
He's already in that category, Phil. No other Democrat nationally, no other governor is doing any of the things that he's doing in order to help the Democrats. And believe me, it's more successful so far than what he tried to do in the debate with Santos.
We got to leave it right there, gentlemen, and I'm sorry to have to do that. That's insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.